Woke Scottish Separatists Renew Drive to Break Up United Kingdom. By Victoria Friedman on September 8, 2021. The separatist, left-wing Scottish National Party, SNP, is calling for a second referendum on seceding from the British Union by the end of 2023. Despite a senior national government minister ruling out such a vote before the 2024 general election. Nicola Sturgeon, whose party works to separate Scotland from the UK under the guise of independence, but demands the loss of sovereignty by rejoining the undemocratic superstate EU, announced that her regional government would renew work on the second referendum. Scotland is one of four nations making up the United Kingdom, the others being England, Wales, and Northern Ireland, and voted in favour of remaining part of the Union, 55% to 45%, in 2014. SNP supporters claim that since the 2016 Brexit vote significantly changed Scotland's relationship with the EU, another referendum is warranted. First Minister Sturgeon of the SNP-led administration told members of the Scottish Parliament, MSPs, in Holyrood on Tuesday, "We will offer people an informed choice on Scotland's future. To that end, I can confirm that the Scottish Government will now restart work on the detailed prospectus that will guide the decision. The case for independence is a strong one and we will present it openly, frankly and with confidence and ambition." She also confirmed that the referendum would come before the end of 2023, COVID permitting. The pledge comes despite the Westminster government stating that there would not be a referendum before the 2024 general election. The SNP failed to win a majority in the May elections. But last month's power-sharing deal with the Scottish Greens gave what Sturgeon described as her pro-independence majority and which she said would create a greener, fairer, independent Scotland. Other issues the left separatist government is pursuing are pilots on a four-day working week and reform on gender recognition which could allow transgender people to legally change their sex through simpler self-declaration, which critics fear could erode women's rights. The left-wing regional government has recently told Scottish schools they can help children as young as four change their gender identity, without the requirement to notify parents. The SNP has also called for woke ideology to be embedded in the classroom, including decolonizing the curriculum and challenging white fragility. Last month, the devolved Scottish Parliament opened a consultation on making the ability to enact restrictions such as lockdowns and social distancing under the emergency coronavirus laws permanent. Following England's lead, Scotland will also be demanding domestic vaccine passports for nightclubs and other large events.